Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your market update for February 3rd, 2025. So mortgage rates are flat as a pancake going into the weekend. What's going to happen today? Well, the tariffs actually came out over the weekend. We're going to focus on those. So here's the headlines that we're going to look at today. Economic calendar, we're going to go through that. There's a full week of things on the Federal Reserve's radar. Next thing we're going to talk about is what Federal Reserve members talking. You have to understand who's talking because you're going to know which way they lean. Are they on the side of they want rates to increase or they want rates to decrease? We're going to talk about that briefly. The tariffs did hit. What's that doing to the equity markets? It's getting clobbered right through here. And the bond market right now is all over the map, and I'm going to show you that here in 1 second. Hold on, let's go for our live stream. So the bond market right through here, here's what we're looking at. It's all over the map. It came out this morning flat, then it went up 20, then it came right back down in line, and so it's basically stagnant right now. So that's going to be our topic for today. So without further ado, let's get over to it. My name is Dan Freo. I do this report every day. The reason why I do it, I want you guys to understand the real estate market and also equity markets. The unique thing about me is I'm licensed all over the country, so our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, I'll give you that information at the end of this video. But if you have a credit score of 780 and above and you're putting down 25% on your home, well, that's most likely what your mortgage rate's going to be. And that's the basis behind these rates up through here. So let's get over and see what is going to affect these this week. So without further ado, let's get to the economic calendar because this is where everything's loaded up. So on Monday, we have some information to come in. Well, it's already came in. Let's go through that real briefly, and that's really not changing the market much. Manufacturing came in a little bit better than expected. Construction spending, again, came a little bit better than expected. Basically, all across the board, we see information on the economic front getting a little bit, well, let's just say it's in line with what was expected. Now, here's what's coming out next. We're going to start seeing things like this. The FOMC members speaking. Bostic's going to speak today. And then tomorrow we have the JOLTS index. That's how many job openings and labor transfers there are. But we're going to see Bostic speak again in Daily. And there's a reason why I'm telling you guys this. Then on Wednesday, we have the ADP payroll numbers coming out. I'm still not a huge thumbs up on them because their numbers are all over the map. So we'll look at it on Wednesday to see how that comes in. And then the main numbers coming in on Friday. So we'll take a deep dive into that. Next thing over here, you have another Atlantic Fed GDP coming out. That's it for Wednesday. On Thursday, we have continued jobless claims and initial jobless claims coming out as well. And then on Friday, you have the jobless the true numbers from the government. So that's what we have coming out this week. Okay, so here's why you have to pay attention to what Federal Reserve's members is talking. There's things called doves and hawks. Okay, so what this means is if you're referenced as a hawk, you're always thinking the Federal Reserve is they should be really cautious. If there's any concern, well, let's just raise rates. Okay, the worst case scenario is we're just going to pause. Okay, they're always wanting rates to go up. All right, on the dove side of the equation, they're always on the side of things are looking much better than expected, and they always want to cut. So the blend of these two is kind of what makes everything work, kind of a blend in a marriage. You have the yin and the yang. So that's what we're focusing on. So you really have to know what side of the fence they're on because that's basically the way they're going to present their data. So if you have somebody that's really hawkish and they come out and say, well, we're probably going to pause, maybe we're going to increase rates, you know who it's coming from. Okay, same thing on the dove side of the equation. Right through here, stocks are taking it on a chin. They were down 600 points at the opening bell, and now they're down 90. Okay, so that's coming back a little bit. And all the same thing's happening. There's a knee-jerk reaction right now in the bond market as well. So let's get over to this. And I'm going to just show you unless you've been under a rock over the weekend, I'll show you the headlines that we got just recently. But right through here, here's what we're seeing right now. Again, when you see this is the mortgage bond that we follow. Okay, so we don't follow the 10-year treasury. We don't follow anything else on this channel because we really are focused in on what's going on with mortgages. Because when you follow the mortgage, especially rates, you're going to be able to kind of predict a little bit more with certainty what's going to go on with the housing market. So right through here, here's what happened in the market. You could see rate, it's bam. It went way up and then it came right back down. So right now I got a new NVIDIA driver and it's giving us color. So that's good news behind the scenes. So we have green and red. You can see it just traded up and traded right back down. So basically the MBS market is flat. So you're not going to see really rates moving right now on the data that we do have. But let's get over to some more data that we have. Some numbers that the Federal Reserve is going to really monitor is the unemployment rate, PCE, and things like that. So I went to ChatGPT and let's look at this. I actually went also to DeepSeek. If you guys haven't tried this yet, check it out. It's deepseek.com. I put in here, what are the two mandates of the Federal Reserve? Okay, the Federal Reserve was created for two things, maximum employment and price stability. Okay, you have to understand that. That's the two things the Federal Reserve was created for. So then you start looking at all these charts. Okay, the unemployment rate's 4.1. It's pretty darn good historically. We have the PCE is at 2.55. They want this thing at 2, and that's the thing in the background just driving them crazy. Here's the PCE. If you look at the last 6 months, they really haven't made that much groundway with it. Year over year, you know, it is down or just basically where we were back then. It was 2.6 last January. Where were we this time? 2.6. So really no progress over the past year. And that's the sticky point right now that the Federal Reserve is seeing. And then on the unemployment side, this is the one where it's my concern here is with the immigration policies in effect right now and other things like that. How's that going to skew the unemployment or the employment numbers? That's the one big thing we're looking at. If you look at a one-year chart, the unemployment rate, basically, let's just say it's completely stagnant that we're seeing right now. So that's good news on the economic front over through that area. Here's a lot of data that I follow, so I'm not going to put you guys through this, but there's a lot of things in the background you just have to understand about the markets. That's why I do these reports. These are all things I follow in the background. You know, what's inventory doing? Is it building up right now? Was it building up prior to tariffs? So that might, you look at the inventory and it's like, okay, inventory's, you know, really piling up. Well, what's the reason behind it? Those are the things you have to understand. That's why I ask people to, you know, watch my videos every day so I can fill you in with the gaps of what's going on. So let's get over to the headlines that we're seeing right through here. Here's the big news that came out over the weekend. If you didn't know what happened, let's just go over to the breaking news so you guys can understand what's happening in the markets this morning.
John, a number of headlines flying right now out of the Oval Office where President Trump is speaking with reporters. We're reading these off of the wires as they're coming. So what we're learning now is that President Trump says nothing can forestall those tariffs from taking effect on Canada, Mexico, and China sometime tomorrow. It'll be 25% on Canada and Mexico and 10% on goods imported from China. On oil and gas specifically, he says that Canadian oil, there will be an exception here. The tariff on Canadian oil will be down to 10% instead of 25%. He also said that broadly, he's looking at imposing oil and gas tariffs by February 18th. And then he's talking a lot about tariffs overall. He mentioned steel, aluminum, copper, pharmaceuticals, and the entire European Union as areas where he's considering future tariffs, though no specifics on those just yet. And then a couple other topics coming up here as well, John, in addition to the tariffs. He did meet earlier today with NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang. Trump calls him a gentleman, said they had a great meeting. We know that they were talking about artificial intelligence policy and that it was meant to be a sort of introductory meeting between the two men. So Trump saying now that it was a good meeting and we can potentially get more on that as well. John.
Okay, so the Trump, the tariffs just hit the market. The Dow Jones opened up this morning, opened this morning down 600, has thus came back to only down 130 right now. The bond market actually did the same reaction earlier. So here's what you're seeing in the bond market, especially mortgage-backed securities. This is the bond that we follow. It had a huge spike at one point. We thought, oh, this is good news when it comes to interest rates, and then it came right back down. So you can see it's all over the map this morning. So I'll come back at the closing bell to let you guys know how all this ends for the day. The reason why I do this, like I said, is I want you guys to understand the markets. Okay, so I am a mortgage loan officer. I don't do videos for a living. That's the one thing I'd like you guys to understand. But before you do anything, before I tell you even about me, before you go in and you actually apply for a mortgage, and that's why you're watching this channel, or same thing with a car loan. Do you understand what trigger leads are? Okay, here's what trigger leads are. When you put in your application to buy a car or a home, the credit agency sells your data. Okay, it's called a trigger lead. So it'll sell data to brokers and financial companies and banks and things like that. If you want to stop that, okay, because what'll happen is once you put in your application, you're going to start getting 20, 30 different calls from people who don't even know you. They just bought your data. If you want to stop that because it is a nuisance, go to optoutprescreener.com. Just scroll down here and fill out that application. I don't get anything from this. This is just basically a customer service out there that if you guys don't want to be inundated with all this, please fill out that application. Now on to me. Who do I do? What do I do? How do I do it? Why is my slogan one application, one credit pool, and we're going to search your loan over 30 different lenders? Well, it's interesting because the company I work for is a federally chartered bank. Okay, so I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The unique thing is we're also a large mortgage brokerage. Okay, we're set up with over 30 different companies. So again, I have a national presence, plus I have 30 different lenders. I can use their programs and their rates to offer you and to help you with these services. So let us take the heavy burden off of this. Just you focus in on buying that first house or maybe just your life. Let us take the heavy work when it comes to getting that the financing, when it comes to your first home or your second home or a refinance. So go to theRateUpdate.com. Here's our website. And you can learn a lot from here. But if you want to put in your application or reach out to us for help, here's three ways to do it. One, you can put in your application right up through there. You'll click that and you're on your way. What'll happen is once you put in the application, we'll get an alert and we'll be on the phone with you probably within a couple hours. All right. But we strongly suggest schedule a consultation with me, Alan, or David. The reason why is you need to vet us. Are we, you know, do we know what we're doing? Can we help you with the program you're looking for? Do we have the knowledge to help you? That's the biggest thing. Because the interest rate and everything else, nothing else matters if your loan doesn't get approved and it doesn't make any sense. Okay, so that's the first reason why we'd love to, for you to schedule a consultation with us. Now, if you know how to do all this on your own and you're only looking for the best rate in town, God bless you. Go out there and look for it. But if you need our services, reach out to us. We'd love to help. You can even call us. You scroll down to the bottom of our website, and there's our 800 number. So if you want to reach us, call 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. And just leave comments down below. If you really want to reach out to me with a question, please send it to my email address. Put in your name, phone number. Love to chat with you over that question, and probably you're going to have several more. So love to answer all those questions for you on our call. So either way, reach out to us. We would love to help. And I do this video twice a day in the morning and then the evening to let you guys know what's going on with real estate as well as the equity markets and the whys behind it all. So thanks so much for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. See you back here at the closing bell. Take care. See you then. Bye-bye.